Well, good morning, everybody. Today's topic is cosmic consciousness from one of the chapters in our book that I forgot to bring with me this morning.
Anatomy of Healing Prayer.
Thank you, Connie. So this was such a vast topic, cosmic consciousness. So I, of course, brought together some notes, but as we were sitting here in our group this morning, right before this talk, the energy shifted tremendously. So what I had in on paper and the plan for this talk inspired into a different direction this morning. So we are going to start with some of my notes, but we are going to be doing something a little different. So the topic was cosmic consciousness. So I'm going to just go ahead and read from my notes this morning about what I had. And then we're also feeling that we want to convey what that would feel like. So we might be doing a little bit of a meditation here shortly to help people really get a sense of what it means to be connected for you, right? So the quote, as above, so below, as within, so without, as the universe, so the soul. Cosmic consciousness is a term that was first coined in 1901 in the book Cosmic Consciousness, a study of evolution and human mind by a man named Richard Buck, and became popularized through some of the workings of Deepak Chopra. And in his books, he defines cosmic consciousness as a consciousness of life and order of the universe, which is possessed by few men at present. It is a further stage of human evolution which could be reached by all humanity in the future. Some may also refer to this concept as pantheism, which is the belief that the universe or nature as the totality of everything is identical with divinity, or that everything composes all-encompassing immanent God. While the current state of consciousness that dictates our reality still tends to look at God in an attempt to relate to all that is, it is through digging deeper and connecting the dots of what we see and what we cannot see that we can find what God may truly mean. Through my understanding and experience and research, it seems to me that God is not a noun, but rather a verb. God is a poetry in motion. This cosmic consciousness is all underlying all that is. It is the process of not only doing, but also being. The concept of creationism is also convoluted by religion because of the dangers of personifying God with human characteristics. With God being a verb, creationism is an adverb, as God is creative energy expressing itself through life force, and life force is creative energy perpetuating creation. And creation in the form of art, technology, music, dance, making love, scientific discovery, giving birth, these are all ways in which God expresses itself on earth through human experience. We can see God expressing itself on a cellular level as well, hidden in the pattern that connects humanity to nature as well as the cosmos. If you look at a tree, the sky is all around you. Excuse me, if you look to the trees, the sky, and all around you, this intelligence reveals itself through the sacred geometry that governs all intelligent design. And once you identify the pattern, you can find God in all. God expressed through the actions of what you create. You are part of this God because creation created you to be creative. So God, this life force, this source, this universe, whatever term you use for this energy, is also within, but it is also without. And if you could look to nature, you can appreciate this pattern through every breath. This is what is meant to be cosmically conscious, is to see this energy, this life force, this perception, this energy, this source, the universe in all, and to be God in all you create. You're connected at all times. It's the underlying force. You know, I always get tickled when I hear "May the Force be with you" from Star Wars, because they had the spiritual tone. Yoda had the spiritual tone, right? Mm-hmm. May the force be with you. What is that force? What is that underlying invisible energy that connects us all? The one source is pure divinity. But you are that. You are that. You are that energy expressing in human form. You became from that form. So it's absolutely beautiful, and you are not ever separate from that. Even though at times, we were sharing that sometimes you feel like you're disconnected, right? And you're not, or you're separate from, or it's outside there and not within. It's really a choice to choose to turn your awareness back into, you connect back to it. And each individual has that choice of how you connect to it and how you want to feel in every moment. One of our favorite teachers, with Connie and I, Abraham Hicks, they always say, how do you want to feel first? Or other teachers now, everywhere I look, it seems like we have teachers saying, what are you grateful for, right? Mm-hmm. Because the feeling of gratitude is this really good emotion that will help you amplify what you're grateful for, and it opens your heart, right? It gets you out of your head and opens your heart because you tune into the feeling of what it feels to feel grateful for, right? We're grateful for so much in our lives. If we just took the time to do this for there's a fun studies that say if you just took the time to write three things down that you were grateful for a day, it takes all of 2 minutes maybe to write or think of what or verbalize what you're grateful for. That will put you in a vibration of a higher connection. Right? So I'm grateful for, and you say it, and it should be able to flow from you. And the more you do it, the more quickly you can just start rattling off rampages of appreciation. Connie and I love that game, because we'll just sit there and go, we can give you 100 things in less than 5 minutes, where other people are stuck in thinking about what they're grateful for, and that's fine too. But the fact that you're just taking that awareness to connect is very important, and each individual on the planet does it in their own way. But it's the practice of that connection that is so vitally important. And that hope and that gets you out of your head and into your heart, if you can remember that there is no separation from source. There's only separation through language, humanity's comprehension of the messages, through text, through rules and rituals that maybe religion has put us in a box of belief, but there is this box or these concepts are just an illusion. They don't exist. Life, just as the universe, is ever evolving, expanding, and infinite. And as unorthodox as it may seem, this source, this energy, this God, this essence, this force is all, and all is connected, and it's cosmic. Cosmic is one of the best ways to describe it, because you look at nature and you can see it. You look up at the stars and you're in awe. You know, it's when you allow yourself to feel that connection, you just know the truth of it all. And this reminds me of another story that I just crack up about. You know, there's a thing that I observe about among men, especially, you know, that they tend to have this code of how things are. But when it comes to doing things for other men, if it's for a woman or a child, you know, then they bond together. They understand that it's unspoken. They will take whatever action along if it's for a woman or a child, because they seem to understand that love is the priority. It's the most important thing. So, you know, I've observed these two buddies, these two male buddies, and they were, you know, talking about, you know, getting something done or fixing a situation, but it came up, well, why are we doing this? Who are we doing it for? Well, it's for my woman. It's for my, you know, my family. We got to do this. And then the help came. You know, when the reason was it was for out of love, you know, supporting this person in love, it's an unsaid thing. Men automatically go and do it because it's for the higher reason of love, right? It's to connect back into love. And if you really start being aware and start paying attention, you start seeing more and more examples of how it connects all of us. So it's just amazing how, you know, if you really start paying attention to what makes you feel good first, right? That's the practical application. If you start paying attention to what makes you feel good, and then you set an intention, okay, I want to feel good today, and I don't know how it's going to happen, but I'm just going to be willing to allow myself to feel good and stay open, right? If I allow myself to feel open, then the universe, this energy we're talking about, you become like a magnet, and things just start coming to you. If you get out of your own way, right? We've heard that so many times. If you get out of your own mental way and allow things to unfold naturally how they should, people, places, things start going in unison. So we have some friends that are going to be traveling here and some friends who are in transition. So we would just like to remind you, you want to stay open and allowing that flow, trusting that you're on the right path and the right people and places and things are just going to appear and it's going to be okay. Try to let go of being, you know, in your head about it and let the universe have control, right? And just keep saying, I'm going to trust that the right things are going to happen and the right things are going to be here. Because another practice that I like to give folks that I practice personally on a daily basis, and I just get amazed every time I do this, it's fascinating. When I tune into my cosmic consciousness, my higher self, where I just choose to have the attention to be open today in my work day, for example, I will just say, I'm just going to choose to be centered today, or I'm just going to choose to be calm to the best of my ability. That if I just have that intention for the day, I'm just going to choose to be calm. If I can hold that vibration of being calm and clear, then all the chaos around me kind of matches it. They match me instead of me matching them, right? So it's very interesting. I will be sitting in meetings and in a room full of people, and I can feel, you know, if it's chaotic for energy, for an example, or everybody's in their head, or they're not really in focusing on our topic, I will just sit there and open myself up just really, really simply, and I just close my eyes very briefly, and I connect my energy, and everybody does it differently, however connecting is for you, but I just connect to the feeling of calm, or I want clarity, or I want progress, whatever I want for that meeting, right? I'll just say, okay, I want this, and then we tune in, and I'll just tune into the room, and I'll sit, and after 5 minutes, everybody's energy changes. Right? And they become more relaxed and they become more open and they become more tuned in. So when you hear this term cosmic consciousness, yes, it of course it's this grandiose energy, and we see examples of it all through, you know, life on Earth. We see how it can be this huge thing. But it's also at a micro level. It's also at a cellular level. Believe it or not, scientists are getting there, but there's consciousness in your cells, right, at this micro level. If you can talk to your cells and ask them to you know, express the love and express the reason why they're here, you know, you start becoming more healthy. Your telomeres, you know, get longer, which helps you stay younger, and your mitochondria, which gives you energy, starts to burst forth, and then your DNA changes, and you become more in tune and more anchored in your physical body, which allows your light and your cells to shine through, and your health shines. You know, you feel it when you're around a healthy person or somebody who's taking care of themselves and making themselves a priority. You feel that vibe, or, you know, people will say that, oh, you know, she lights up a room before she's even in the room, right? You know, you feel that. And it's just a conscious awareness to say, I personally choose to stay connected in this moment at this time, and it's my choice. But there's life happens, right? Life happens, and it makes you feel like you're disconnected and you don't have any choice in the matter. Like this consciousness is happening to us, or again, it's outside of us. But it started within us as one cell, right? It started within us and it burst forth. And that cell is connected to everything else, right? And so if you take ownership of your own cells and you start saying, oh, I want to expand this. I want to make this feel better. I want to be the expression of love that I know I truly am in a physical body, and start taking control of that, different take on control, right? I control how I, my own environment is. I can control how I think, how I feel, and my attitude, what I eat and what I drink, and how I choose to be, and what I dream for my life to be, right? And then when you start dreaming and you get that intention, you can say, oh, I want this intention of more abundance and more flow and more health and more happiness and more energy and more love and more fun, right? And it just keeps that, you just keep that vibe going, and it's all up to you. It's your choice. You have conscious control over where you are. And you know, some people would like to argue, well, you know, oh, I have these unconscious blocks and so forth and so on. But I'm here to tell you, if you stay in this conscious awareness and connected, all that unconscious stuff comes up to be healed anyway. It comes up and out, and it just dissipates. It just doesn't stay. You're the one who keeps it in your vibration by repeating it over and over. We hear the term beating the same drum over and over again, or bringing the past into this future moment. We have choices, even though it might not feel like it, but the higher expression is you do have a choice whether to bring that past into this future, to this present moment or not. And from this present moment, you can, you know, project into your future. Do I want my future to be different than it was in the past or not? But the idea is you're connected to this energy and you're an expression of it, and you get to choose every moment. And it does take practice and it does take an awareness, and not everybody on the planet chooses to do that. That's understood. We get that. But that's why I personally like to say Earth is a playground, right? Because you get to choose. That's free will at its finest. That's what this consciousness, this cosmic consciousness, wanted us to understand. That we embody the same energy that our friend Jesus, since today's Easter, I will just pick on Jesus for a minute, that you know, he was just trying to give you the example of rising from the dead, saying that I have this power. You are like me, and we both have the same power. We are all have this God-like energy flowing through us. You and I are alike. Be still, know that I am God, and we can do this. It just takes a choice. So then it becomes the power of choice, right? In this consciousness, do I want to stay? Do I choose to stay connected to this consciousness or not? Do I choose to use my free will in the highest expression or not? And you be okay with it wherever you're at. It doesn't, it's still your choice. So if you're not feeling connected and happy that you're, you know, connected to the cosmos and life is flowing easily, then you honor where you're at. If you're stuck in sadness, if you're stuck in separation, own it. It doesn't feel good to be connected, or, you know, but just give yourself the tender, loving care you need where you're at. If you're stuck in a physical ailment, you know, be with your physical ailment. Don't try to separate yourself from your physical ailment. Own it as a whole part of you. The goal is to learn to love yourself and the wholeness of you as part of the cosmic whole, right? So as you continue to express yourself as the cosmic consciousness, you can find more and more examples of this. And I'm looking through my notes, and this, and I have many more examples of, you know, how these concepts can be connected. But, you know, babies are born with the potential to walk, speak, and read, and do mathematics, and they don't realize it until they choose to realize it, right? And we have this DNA in us that's already connected. So if you just take the time to realize that you're connected and everything can be expressed the way you want it to, it's bliss. That turns into bliss when life just starts taking on the energy of its own. Excuse me. And so you know, science is just now starting to prove how the cells at the micro level have a consciousness, and how if you just hold that vibration of your intention or your feeling, then the universe will match you, right? So the cosmic consciousness really needs to be anchored into your physical body, right? You need that. If you're choosing to walk the planet, you're choosing to play in this field, right? So this quantum theory, this energy quantum field where energy is everything and everything is energy. When you start really exploring what that means to you at a personal level, and you start really playing with it and setting your intention and making sure what however you feel is a priority, then you're going to start seeing your life change. But it's so easy for us to get disconnected or get isolated and get lonely or say, I don't have any power. But that's when you come to your sense of community and you get that power back by getting gentle reminders saying, oh yeah, I do have that. And if you have a blockage or an emotional stuckness, if you will, then if you really want to change, you will. Because you'll start exploring how you can make yourself personally feel better. And that's a personal choice. If you want to go in and really heal something, you really got to get honest with yourself and allow those feelings to have expression. Because when they do have expression, they come up and out. And then life goes on, and then you choose again, right? You get to choose again how you're connected to this consciousness. So today's talk really just went off on a totally different tangent than I was expecting, but the idea was, you know, to make sure that you feel that you have your own power, you have your own connection to this cosmic consciousness at whatever level you choose, and some of us are choosing to take it all the way, right? We want to be the absolute embodiment of cosmic consciousness on the planet, and that's what our friend Ernest Holmes, you know, in this chapter that we were discussing today, was talking about the light, the love, and the law, these three principles that you know took him to his own personal state of bliss, and he you know chose to express that by teachings of Science of Mind and putting it in writing form and expressing it that way. But, you know, we have many enlightened teachers walking the planet, and we have a lot of people who are doing it on an individual level who are not going public with their own bliss. And that's fine, too. But the knowing and the awareness that the cosmic consciousness exists and how you express it is the point of today's talk. That's all Ernest wanted to remind us of. That's what every religious master has ever wanted anybody to know, is that you're connected to it, and you always will be. Even if you're in the physical body or not, you're always going to be connected, and it just keeps getting better, and it keeps getting better, and keeps getting better, and it's infinite. It never, never, ever stops. And if you can start being the embodiment of that here on Earth, though, it gives you a more sense of individual peace, but then you become a conduit for that peace, and then it resonates out into the world, right? And we all know we could use some more peace and love on the planet right now. So another urging would be to, you know, let that expression come through you and out of you. You know, don't be so selfish that you keep it to yourself, because there's a lot of healing that could be embraced right now on the planet, and a lot of people would be very grateful for it. So, you know, in closing, Ernest really just wanted us to, you know, be that expression of light and love in the highest possible way, and embody the cosmic consciousness and be grateful for it along the way, and truly know what it means to feel connected, alive, and appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you. But what we are challenging you to do at this point in time is really getting honest with how you feel, right? There's still some fear around feeling your feelings, right? And we want you to say, as an individual, I have that power within me to be honest with how I feel. And you know that usually when we get honest with our feelings, what happens is we have the outburst of frustration, we have the outburst of crying, we have the frustration or we give these emotions an outlet, and it's only temporary. We don't have to sit with it and from this moment forward. We can have the release and let it be released, and then we choose again, right? So in your particular case, what we would say is we want you to feel your feelings about how all these ailments feel, right? You just have to take the time and get honest with how you feel, because you know very well, you've done this many, 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 many times, and we all have. When you take an emotion, right now we'll use your examples of your physical ailments. Here are physical ailments. It feels like this. It feels heavy. It feels frustrated. I don't see it. I feel out of control. It's happening to me. I can have no control to it. You want to feel like you have your power back. Excellent term. I want my power back. Well, what does that power feel like? Well, how does that expression feel of power? That power feels like I am in control of this ailment. It's not happening to me. I have control over it. And the first choice that we would give you is to not be afraid of it. We have to let go of the fear. It is happening to you. Your anxiety is coming from, in this moment, I'm afraid it's going to keep happening. This pattern's going to keep happening. This pattern's going to keep happening. Well, you're in this now moment, and you're projecting it happening to you again. Guess what you're going to get back in this moment? You're going to keep getting that same thing back. So you have to use your power now in this moment, saying, I'm going to choose again. I'm going to take my power back. I'm going to do what's right. I'm going to take the medication. I'm going to honor how I feel as I take this medication. I'm going to honor how I am acting and feeling and be honest with how I'm feeling. I'm feeling lonely. I'm feeling depressed. I'm feeling frustrated. I'm feeling unsupported. Right? When you let those feelings come up and out, you let those feelings go, what are you replacing it with? I choose to have support. I choose to have understanding. I choose to be receiving instead of me having to give all the time. I choose to be the receiver of love without having to put an action forth, right? Because there's a belief system in your patterning that says, in order for me to be loved and supported, I have to give first. Well, we're here to tell you that you're a being, you're love expressing as a human being. You're already connected to the whole. You're already source flowing through you. You're already connected to the cosmic consciousness. You are that. And if you are that, if you are the cosmic consciousness that is radiating through every cell of your body, and there's consciousness in those cells, let's see, what do you get to choose? You can choose to have them stay stuck, or you can start sending love to them and be the receiver of the love. You can open the lid off of your crown chakra or off your heart, or however you deem it to be open. You can allow that pure positive energy to flow through you and connect to you and be the receiver of love. And then it can stop there in your own physical body, or you can allow that to express through you. And we get it. Your personal joy is through giving. That's part of who you are. It's part of your makeup. If you're not giving, you might as well be dead, right? We get that about you. That's how you operate. We get it. But there has to be balance. Right now, your giving is here and your receiving is here. And we want you to be able to have this nice teetering flow of giving, receiving, giving, receiving, giving, receiving. And you've cut off that energetic flow of allowing love and support to coming to you. You see? And when you look at your heart center, you're closed in and you're isolated, like, I've tried everything and nothing works, so I'm just going to stay stuck in my ailments, right? We get that. But we would like you to just be willing to open up just a little bit for allowing more love to come in and more healing to come in. Just being willing to allow healing to happen. And yes, our pharmaceuticals are one way, but feeling your feelings are another. And you know, when you just get in the space of being willing to have things, good things happen, then you're starting to get nudges from a book you should read, or a person will say something, or you start attracting that. You are a master of law of attraction. You know this. You just needed the friendly reminder, and to do it at a cellular level, to allow yourself to receive the flow of love, right? Because that's what's ultimately happening on the planet right now, is everybody's coming into their own self-acceptance and their own levels of self-awareness and wholeness, right? So you want to be able to allow that expression of self-acceptance come at a new level. That's why transitions are happening, because you've outgrown certain things and you've got to let those fade away so you can be in your new space from your new vantage point. And when you're at your new vantage point, you can look around and say, oh yes, this feels good. Yes, it doesn't. Yes, it doesn't. Yes, it does, or yes, no, it doesn't. Right? You get to say in this vantage point, does this feel good? Yes or no? But that's taking in the whole awareness. But right now, you're just looking through this pinhole of depression and isolation and physical pain. And you're not looking at the whole picture of the possibility of being a whole, healthy person. So we would challenge you to allow yourself to be willing to be healed and being open to that fuller expression of healthy body, healthy person who feels free to express their emotions. And this can be at a personal level or in public such as this. But you just have to have the intention to be the receiver of love and watch what happens. You know darn well from your frequencies experience and your electronics background, you know how frequencies work. There's a receiver, right? You have to be the receiver. You have to let that energy flow through the circuit. And you've just shut it off on so many levels. But for you, the key to opening it is to allow that expression of love come from the emotion. You're stuck emotionally. That's why all this other stuff is essentially blocked, right? So that's our challenge to you, is to really explore what does that mean to take your power back, right? It's to be the unconditional love that you are expressing in a body at a new level than you were in the past. This is the challenge right now in the moon and the stars. If everybody's being challenged to embrace the truth of who they are, even though fear is just like trying to, you know, our old habits of fear are trying to push us down. It's time to break through that and then trust that a higher purpose is at play here, and that we have to trust the truth of who we are is teaching us self-acceptance and self-awareness. Because if we come from that place of self-awareness and self-wholeness, and then we're expressing on the planet, then we become like the magnet that Kara was talking about earlier, where you the world adjusts to you, right? Law of attraction really takes hold, and you become that anchor of pure love and pure confidence, and then the giving and the flowing, the giving and the receiving just comes in and through you and out and back in and back out and back in and back out, right? So did we answer your question? Do you have any more?
No, this is good. Thank you.
We know where you are. Okay, yeah, so there, you know, and thank you. Yes, now your energy shifted. Very good, very good. So that's what we would say to you. So before we break, does anybody have any more questions or want any messages before we break and then continue our conversation? Anybody?
You're always welcome to tell me anything you want to tell me.
Ditto. Okay, personal expressions. Here we go. Connie, bravo on the health. Oh, bravo, girl. You're just doing so wonderful, so wonderful, so wonderful. And again, we would take that as your perceived blockages, perceived blockages. Right? Those things that are kind of been stuck in your craw lately. We want you to gently start going general, right? You know, the exercise about, we're just gently reminding you about going general about it, because we see the outcome of we're talking about relationships specifically. Uh-huh. Right now, you've kind of been very specific, uh-huh. Right? So we want you to go a little more general about how you want those things to flow. And yes, you've been doing the feeling exercise, and this is where we're going to tweak it for you a little bit. We enjoy that you say, you know, I want to feel this way in a relationship,
uh-huh.
But we want you to tweak being more open and allowing the expression of how that person is to come to you. Like, example, we'll give you an example. Say, I want my ideal mate to be you know, loving, compassionate, thoughtful, wealthy, look a certain way, spontaneous, love travel, love adventure, whatever, you know, we have this list, right?
Uh-huh.
But we want you to be, when we get the list, we want to just let go and like we were speaking earlier, you know, be more soft about it and not try to control how it's coming to you. Right, because that seems to be the snag. You put it out there, and then you're like, okay, universe, I got this, instead of allowing the universe to bring it to you, uh-huh. Right? So that allowing piece, we want you to soften the allowing so it will show up,
okay?
Because you're doing excellent. It's just there's this tweak about the allowing. You're just like, I know how to do this. And then the universe is like, all right, you do it then. And we kind of repeat the same pattern. So just tweak... of the allowing of the, but you get it, right? You
understand,
right? Mm-hmm. So we try to bring that to you as gently as possible. So thank you. Lavanya?
Felicia.
Thank you. A lot going on here. The work, you're still going, excuse us, do we have permission to be blunt?
Please.
Thank you. So you have this, back and forth about staying home, going to work, staying home, going to work. Is that true?
Well, I'm at work a lot, and I'm juggling a lot. So I have a list that's not very feasible most of the time.
Mm-hmm. And so there's an energy about you being, thank you for confirming. So the energy is that you're beating yourself up about not getting it all done, correct?
Yes, and I'm trying to figure out what's the most important things, because I realize it's not all going to get done. But yes,
right.
there are things that are
okay.
Unfolding slower than I would like them to.
Right. So we would say the beautiful theme about control here today. So what we would say, you know, we want you to look at that list again. When you're writing it, you look at it. We want you to take a moment and tune in to how you're feeling after you've written it. And I know this is so hard because we write lists logically, right? So it's very hard to remember, oh, I got to tune in to how this feels, right? But if we could just do that little tweak, if you could look at the list and see how you feel about it and prioritize the list based on feeling instead of action from your logical mind, if you could really look at it and say which would feel better to do, you'll find that if you can prioritize by feeling, you're going to be able to get the things that feel good done first. And by doing that, you build a momentum, and then the other logical, hard action things become easier to do because you built the momentum from the feeling good place. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So we want you to say,
yes.
It's okay to get it done.
Yes.
Yes, it's okay to get it done or not, right? You know, please soften that self-judgment. You know, just say, I wrote this, but out of this list, which are the ones that feel good to do the best, and focus on accomplishing those, and if you don't get to the rest of it, you know, just release it. And like in Abe speak, we would say release that to the universal manager and ask for guidance or ask for help, right? If you call to your guide angels, masters, teachers, or whoever you call on for a higher power, your higher self, whatever you do, just say, I need help with this. And then you let them take care of that piece, right? And then you are able to focus on what feels good to you. Because when you're aligned within the truth of who you are, then you're able to get that done and you radiate. And then sometimes that stuff falls off the list completely and it never gets done, or it gets handled by somebody else you never even imagined would have handled it. Right? So we just want you to be more in tune with your... actions from a feeling space is the easiest way to sum it up.
And please, Michael and Siobhan are going to be moving away to a different part of the country.
So okay.
This is our chance.
I'm going to dance.
Come be by them and I'm going to record you, okay?
You ready? Louder. Can you stand?
stand up and sing it louder. Really sing it more.
Can you sing it over for Brian?
Yeah. Turn around, because we're the audience.
More time.
I was driving down the Hairy Bird Highway. Didn't see any hairy birds, at least none that were going my way. Then ran out of words.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much.